Clonoe scored a comfortable win over a depleted Moy side, but an injury to Tyrone attacker Conor McAlisky took some of the shine off their 11-point success at Plunkett Park. McAlisky was forced out of the action late in the first half with a hamstring strain and is a doubt for the quarter-final clash with Trillick. The sides were level at the end of the opening quarter with two Collie Doris points cancelled out by Moy's Paddy Lavery and Chris O'Neill. Sean Kavanagh's place kicking kept Moy in touch, but the game started to slip away from them after Ryan McCabe smashed home the only goal of the game in the 27th minute. Clonoe led by 1-7 to 5 points at the interval, and three Paul Coney scores along with three from Patrick Doris helped them move further clear. Danny McNulty came off the bench to make a huge impact with 5 points, including two magnificent efforts from play, as they coasted to a 117 to 9 points success. Killy Clougher's late surge got them over the line against a battling Donoughmore side that led for a significant stretch of a compelling tie at Killy Clougher. Nathan Donnelly's 60th minute goal was a crucial score that did it for last year's beaten finalists, as they went from 2 points behind to 5 ahead in the space of 8 minutes. Donoughmore made all the running early on, easing into a 7-4 lead with scores from Aidan McCluskey, Dan Toner, Nathan Donnelly and Peter McKenna. But the St Mary's went level when Mark Bradley sent Simon O'Neill in for a 22nd minute goal. The sides were deadlocked at the break at 169 points, with Matthew Murnaghan, Bradley and O'Neill hitting points for Killy Clougher. But Donoughmore skipper Shea Hamill drove through for a brilliant individual goal 5 minutes into the second half. Jordan Barton, O'Neill and Cormac McGettigan responded with Killy Clougher scores, but they needed a superb save from keeper Oran Grimes to deny Niall McKenna a second Donoughmore goal. Donoughmore led by 111 to 19 going into the final 10 minutes, but Killy Clougher drew on experience and championship nows to get them back in the game, with Marty Swift performing superbly at the heart of their defence. O'Neill crossed for Donnelly to contest the high ball, with goalkeeper Lorcan Quinn coming out on top to net from close range, and points from Tiernan McCann and Bradley saw them push on to win by 213 to 113. Meanwhile, it was a stroll for Trillick as they coasted to a 17-point victory over 14-man Dromore in the local derby at Healy Park. First half goals from Rory Brennan and James Garrity, along with points from Richie and Matty Donnelly and Lee Brennan, helped the Reds to a 2-5 to 5-point interval lead. They had already extended the advantage to 8 points when Dromore goalkeeper Mark McGill received a straight red card 10 minutes into the second half. Niall Donnelly crossed for Garrity to palm home his second goal at the start of the final quarter, and Dara Gallagher drilled in a fourth from Matty Donnelly's pass to make it 4-12 to 7 points and set up a quarter-final tie with Clonoe.